The pasuk before already said Vayakirim, so the Ramban and Ibn Ezra both grapple with what is the double, why is it saying twice that he recognized them? What's the difference between the first time and the second time? The Ksav Sefer quotes the Ramban and Ibn Ezra and suggests his own shot that there are two layers and levels of recognizing somebody. One is you can say, I recognize a person. I know what he looks like physically. So Yosef sees the brothers. He says he recognizes them physically. These are his brothers. Well, that's the first one. But there's a second recognition of a person, which is much more important, is what's going inside of the person. What type of person is he? What type of person is he? So when I say I recognize somebody or I know somebody, I mean many times not so much that I know his physical appearance, but I really know the person. I know the essence of the person. I know what he's about. So Yosef, on his part, is wondering, did the brothers have they come to a recognition of what they did to him was improper? What's his relationship with them? He still has to know who they are vis-a-vis his relationship with them, and then he has to know, based on that, what should his next steps be. If they've come to full charata of what they've done, and then recognize what they did to him they imputed motives to him which were not true, they misunderstood him, and what they tried to do to him was improper. And they're coming with full penitence, you know, full tshuva, with a goal to try and find him. Do they still not like him, and he needs to work on be mechanech them in that area, etc. So he needed to say, the pasuk says he did not really know who they were yet. He knew where they. And the second one is, he felt that had they truly done tshuva for what they've done wrong, so a person who does tshuva, does full tshuva, the Rabbi Melech says, "Chatasi negdi somid." I constantly am bothered by the fact that I fell into such an action. That would put the face of Yosef in front of them all the time. If that was true, as soon as they saw him, they would be able to recognize deep down that this is, even though it was, he didn't, in many ways, did not look like he had looked when they left, when they taken apart from each other, they would recognize him. The same way he recognized them, because they were always in his thoughts. And they did not recognize him. So from that he derived that they have not come to full tshuva. They have not come to fully recognizing what they had done, and there wasn't something which is constantly tugging at their conscience. And because of that, he felt he had to take the process of moving them through the process of tshuva, through the kapara, through what the next steps he's going to do with them. So the general concept of saying that there's two types of recognition of somebody is an important point. But the point that he says that when a person does tshuva, the constant awareness, the truly does tshuva, the fact that he had done something wrong and allowed himself to be in that state, will something which will, he has confidence in Hashem, accepts his tshuva, and he has simcha for that. At the same time, it can gnaw at his conscience, the fact that he ever allowed himself to reach such a depth and such a deprivation. The true understanding of how bad something is only after you really moved away from it, and then you can look back and say, I can't believe I let myself do that. And that's something which would be malava, the person constantly moving. If we're not holding there, that's because we have not really, really come to the true recognition of how great an avla an avera is, and our averas are, and the deprivation which we have reached, the lows which we have reached, and we should be zeicha to get to that clarity, look back with the pain of the exclamation of, I can't believe I did that pain, and that will be the first step in the process of truly coming to full tshuva and healing.